What history tells us is that at times when there are crises, people tend to go back to religion. They tend to turn to the church. There's no doubt that we're going through a time of huge change. And there's a lot of doom and gloom out there. And I'd love people to become aware that we have choices. I mean, we can let the pundits of doom and gloom dump on us, or we can make the choice to make the most of life. Because the reality is that when you lose something, there's always a gain. It's never black or white.
Now, but if you were talking about, you know, in hard times, people turn to the church. I mean, is that going to be a genuine faith, or is that a sort of a faith drawn or born out of desperation?
I don't know how you would define genuine faith, because in a sense, faith is a gift. And I think we're all spiritual people. One of the things that has happened for us in the last maybe 30, 40 years is a lot of people, particularly women, have moved away from the church because they don't see a place for themselves in the church. And there is a perception out there that if people are not attending Mass on a Sunday, they've lost their religion. I don't believe that is so. I think there is a spirituality, and there is an integrity amongst people who say, I'm not going to church to hear recycled sermons. I'm not going to have a 20-minute or 25 or 30-minute Mass with two or three collections. They haven't lost their religion. They no longer worship in a community of believers, but they have a deep spirituality, and they're very close to God. So, you know, I think that there's we have a perception that church has lost young people. I think there's a beautiful spirituality in young people. And who knows what the hardship of this recession will bring. We know that financially and materially there's going to be a poverty there that hasn't been there in the last 10 or 15 years. But maybe in other ways it's going to bring a richness. It's going to change us. And that change may be very good for families and communities. It may draw us closer together, and we may go back to that sense where we cared and helped one another.
Well, I suppose that's the cliche, though, isn't it, that we'll go back to a kinder, better time. But that's easy said. But for people who are trying to pay a mortgage and they've lost a job and they may even be facing losing their house, it's hard for them to see that, I think, at this time.
I agree. It is hard to see them, and there is no denying that for somebody who's facing the anxiety of being redundant and knowing that it's unlikely they're going to get another job in this time and have problems paying the mortgage or whatever, I would not in any way minimise the pain and the hardship and the difficulty about that. On the other hand, I would say that we've been listening to people talk about being time poor. We've been listening to people say they would love to exercise more, spend more time with their children, play more sports, do whatever, and they haven't been able to because they are so time poor. So even though at one level people may lose their jobs, they're going to gain in time. And there is so much richness that people can bring into their lives, even though they are no longer in paid employment. Now, does mean standard of living is going to change. If the same income is not coming in to the family home, of course the standard of living will change. And we talk about people losing their houses, and that's a tragedy if it happens. But even with all of that, nobody is likely to be homeless on the side of the street. They are going to have a roof over their heads. So it's a matter of acknowledging the pain, the difficulty, the worry, adapting to the changes and making the best of it. And I it's easy to say. It's not easy to put into practice. However, I think as we simplify our lives can become more fulfilled because we can have time to relate better. We can have time to ourselves for personal development. And it's really a matter of whether we look at this as an opportunity or a tragedy.
So you would see hope for, I suppose, a less materialistic outlook and then perhaps a more personal community outlook.
I would hope that we would come back to caring for one another and having that sensitivity to the difficulties people are going through. And I think that if the recession brings us into that place where, due to force of circumstances, we begin to help one another, I think there's going to be great richness in it. There's no growth without pain. So I'm not denying that there will be pain. I'm not diminishing the difficulties that will be there. I also think that this may very well bear fruit. And my hope would be that as times get harder financially in other areas, there will be a richness. There will be a better quality of life. People will have more time to stop and smell the roses. They will have more time to stop and talk with one another. Instead of passing by head down, busy, 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 they will stop and look at somebody and smile. They will have that chance to chat because they're not rushing. And no amount of money compensates for the loss of relationship that people who are time poor endure.